January 23rd, Malaysia.
In my life, I was in police service. At that time, Pujapati Vikram Maharaj, his name was Radhanath. With Pujapati Nishing Maharaj, Bhakti Kushal Nasi Maharaj, he went to preach and to beg something from me in my office. Then I knew that here a party from Navadvip has come to preach. I heard that they are explaining about Prahlad Charitra. Then I went there and I heard Prahlad Charitra. But I did not knew Bengali. So after that class, Param Pujya Bhakti Kamal Master Gangur Swami used to sit with me whole night discussing what is Prahlad Charitra, why we have taken birth and why, what is our aim and object of our life. For 7 days there. And hearing this, my mode of life was changed totally. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra. Lo Matre Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra. So I think that to begin my this transcendental life, Pujyapatra Vikram Maharaj, I have his associate, in my Shiksha Guru too. He taught me how to sing, how to recite his shlokas. He told me that you should learn Sanskrit, but I had no time. Always serving Gurudev, cooking, washing floor, making ready all his things. So I could not read Sanskrit. Though I don't know Sanskrit, but for serving of my Gurudev, wholeheartedly, only this is my wealth, and by that, in whole world I am preaching the mission of our Guru Parampara. And by His mercy, I have collected so many good scholars who are helping. There are so many more. In Grihastha Bhakta also, everywhere. So many are helping. Writing so many books, more than 100. And so many brahmachari with computers, and so many daughters helping me by this preaching whole world. What is the mission of Guru Parampara? So I will tell in the last. First, I want to hear something from his Shiksha disciple.
What name?
Dabodhar Maharaj. Who should speak something? Yes, I came so many months.
Gurve Gorachanda Radhika Radhaya Krishna Krishna Vantaya Tata Vantaya Pancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer pranams millions of times the lotus feet of the worshipful Sri Gurudev, O Vishnu Pad, Sisimad Bhaktivedanta Nayan Goswami. Also my Shikshi Gurus, Nichilila Priest, Sri Gauravinda Goswami Maharaj, Nichilila Priest, Sri Bhaktivedanta, Bhamana Swami Maharaj, Shiva Bhaktivedanta Chibikram Goswami Maharaj. So today is especially the appearance day of Nityalila Purisa Shiva Bhaktivedanta Chibikram Goswami Maharaj. So he appeared on the Dwadasi, so in India they follow Dwadasi today, so we are following the appearance day of Shiva Maharaj today. So in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna explains that one who understands the transcendental nature of my appearance, my birth, and my pastimes, Dehatvakta Punajanma Neti Maiti Samajuna. He never takes birth again. In the same way as Krishna's appearance and activities are transcendental, then a Vaishnava Karma Bandhana. The Vaishnava also, he never appears in this world because of the reactions of his past activities. He appears in this world out to give mercy to the fallen jivas of this world. So we want to hear so much from Maharaj, from Gurudev, therefore I'll just speak very quickly. That Srila Maharaj also used to tell me that when he went the first time to preaching to Gurudev's village, that time he said, from the beginning we always knew that he was different because he had so much interest in hearing Harikatha. So Maharaj, if I'm not mistaken, appeared in a Brahmin family. His family were worshipping Shalagram. They were very strict, even without worshipping Shalagram, they would not drink any water in the morning. But they were not so much inclined towards the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, when he also met Sri Narottama Nandaguru, the same Vaishnava who preached to Srila Gurudev, like their Mahatma Pradaksha Guru, then Srila Chakramaj also became greatly influenced and left everything and joined the Mahatma. So when he joined also, at that time there was so much opposition, especially from his family members and his wife. So every time he ran away to the mat, then again and again they dragged him back by the police or some other trouble. But his mind was very much determined, therefore no one could disturb his desire to do bhajan. Even though he was married also and had child, still his attraction towards the mission of Sri Guru Gauranga was so much strong, he could leave that and dedicate himself fully to the mission of his Gurudev. Sometimes we cannot understand Vaishnava, especially Gurudev. Therefore, Shikshi Guru is very much necessary for us. Because Gurudev, there is so much marjada in the relationship with the spiritual master. Gurudev says you cannot reveal everything to the Guru. For example, I am sannyasi. If I go to Gurudev and say, Gurudev, there's one girl I like, what can I do then? Maybe Gurudev will kill me or beat me. He cannot reveal those type of things to Guru. But to Shikshi Guru, because he's very much intimate, very much close. Because we take mantra from Guru, therefore our relationship is by that. But Shikshi Guru, we don't take any mantra. Then what is our relationship with Shikshi Guru? Some people might ask, why is Srila Bhagavad Maharaj? Why is he here with his Shikshi Guru? He did not take any mantra, he did not take anything. Therefore, the relationship with Shikshi Guru is based purely on affection, intimacy. Therefore, Vishwam Bhada Guru Seva. Because we cannot approach Gurudev completely in our fallen state, therefore, Shikshi Guru will help us so much to understand our spiritual master. Therefore, those persons who give up the association of Vaishnava and try to independently serve Guru, that person will not be successful. Therefore, Gurudev always says, perform Guru. That person who performs Guru Seva under the guidance of Vaishnava, that person's guru seva is always accepted. Otherwise, our whimsical attempts to serve guru may simply end up in forms of sense gratification. Then we should think, is my seva being accepted by guru or not? Am I performing what he wants me to do? Therefore, Shiksha Guru will be very much invaluable in that way for us. If I saw Srila Maharaj, one time, one devotee asked me, has your Gurudev given you Siddha Pranali? So that time I said, no, I'm waiting, maybe a few more weeks and Gurudev will give. So then I told that to Gurudev in Istanbul, oh, he asked me, had I taken Siddha Pranali? And I said, no, and Gurudev said, no, if anyone asks you, have you taken Siddha Pranali? You should say, of course I have taken Siddha Pranali. What is that? Trinada Pisa Nichena Dorori Vasuisha Namanina Madina Kitanya Sadahari. So in Srila Chivakamaya's character, we could see that character, how much he was extraordinarily detached, more tolerant than a tree, more humble than a blade of grass. Because you step on a blade of grass and after a few days it goes up again. No? Like someone may insult us and we're in Trinada Pisa outside, but inside we're thinking, I can't wait to get him back. Or strike back. The Vaishnava is more humble than a blade of grass. Because you tread on them, they always remain very, very humble. Then even though Srila Chivaka Maharaj was in such a senior position, still he was very much renounced. He never would accept disciples. He was always very detached. Even in old age, he did not like to take the help of any sevak. Therefore, no sevak ever really could stay with him because he not needed anyone's help. Anavasa, one of the symptoms of perfect Vaishnava, they're not lazy in the execution of their own devotional service. The Maharaj is very humble, very, very humble. Even though he was so much senior, he used to treat all of us like his brothers also, like his children also. So he was always ideal Vaishnava. So if we could take some of his qualities to even one job, then our lives would be successful. Kanaka Kamani Pratishta Bhakti, Sayana Shakta Sesudamata. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, who is a pure devotee? That person who is unattached to the three tigers. The tigers of women, the tigers of wealth, and the tigers of Pratishta, name and fame. So Srila Chukamaj, how much he was strong, especially about one point, about improper association with the opposite sex. The Maharaj, what? Really? When we went to Srila Chivaka Maharaj, that time afraid even to talk with ladies in a dream, because Maharaj so much strong on that point. Maharaj was never interested in collecting funds. Even if people would give him donations, then he would always engage that in the service of Guru Gauranga. And especially he was very much disinterested in collecting pratishta, name and fame. Even on his Vyasa Puja in Devananda Gauri Mat, on this day, they used to make one big seat for Maharaj and all they used to come and sing Vaishnava Thakur. But Maharaj would not sit on the seat. No, he would sit down, and the pictures of his god brothers, Srila Gurudev and Srila Baba Maharaj, he would put their pictures on the asana, and he would sing Vaishnava Thakur. Vyasa Puja is for them. So his qualities are so much unlimited. Of course, he's one thing also I noticed. We're so much anxious to advertise ourselves as Rasik Vaishnavas. Sometimes we think if I don't mention Radharani's name at least 50 times in a class, then people will think that I'm not really a Radhamukha Bhakta and not a real follower of Gurudev. If that happens, then people will stop giving my donations and they'll stop respecting me. Therefore, in order to advertise our greatness, we try so much to speak about Srimati Radhika and the Gopis, even though we're completely unqualified. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Srila Kumaraja was unlike that. We should not distribute the highest thing just to attract the lower members. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also warned against that. Anadikar Chacha. We should not discuss subject matters of which we are not qualified. That even though Srila Maharaj was such a qualified personality, he would not talk about all these very much high topics. He used to give us, which was very much needed for us in our present situation. When Srila Chivaka Maharaj would speak so much about another body, giving up material enjoyment, especially giving up desire to enjoy in this world. And many people used to think, oh, Gurudev is, oh, Srila Chivaka Maharaj has some opposite mood of Srila Gurudev. But Srila Gurudev said that is not possible. He said, Srila Chivaka Maharaj is his Shiksha Guru, then how possible can be in a separate mood? We should understand that when we cultivate devotional service, there are two aspects of devotional service, Krishna and Sivanam. One is cultivating that which is favorable to devotion. That is called? Cultivating that which is favorable has two divisions. Cultivating which is like Shravan, Kirtan, etc. And also giving up which is unfavorable to devotion. This is also included in the cultivation of activities which are favorable to Krishna's service. So Srila Mahārāja is so much humble. Just one last thing I want to say. When last time we saw Mahārāja in Navadvīp before his sickness, he was lying in his bed and he was, then myself was there, Amal Krishna Pundarīpura, a few others. Then Mahārāja saying, I do not like Krishna's name. I do not like to chant the name of Krishna. But I should chant because I know it's good for me. Then Mahārāja was, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So he was always like that, so much encouraging us because we are very much weak. We have a tendency to disobey the spiritual master. There was Sri Chivaka Maharaj, he was such an ideal Shiksha Guru. Why? These days so many so-called Shiksha Gurus are moving everywhere. I am the representative of Srila Narayan Maharaj, you know, I am the representative of Prabhupada. But really, are they representing? The Srila Chivaka Maharaj, the Shiksha Guru is that person who puts you firmly on the feet of Diksha Guru. The Shiksha Guru has no business taking the faith of the disciple away from the feet of Diksha Guru onto himself. Such a person who does so is completely unqualified to act as a Shiksha Guru. Now I remember Srila Chivaka Maharaj, if ever we had any problem and we would come to him, Srila Chivaka Maharaj would only give one instruction. Always follow the order of the Divine Master. Always please and follow the order of the Divine Master. Maharaj never gave any second opinion. You should do this or do that. Then when our minds would wander away from the feet of Gurudev, he would drag and put us very firmly again on his feet. Therefore today, we pray to him. Wherever he may be serving Radha and Krishna, he can also always keep us firmly on the feet of Gurudev and under the shelter of the Vaishnavas. God Prema Anandi.
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Paramaratya Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Astrotra Sadashimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Vaman Gosai Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Parivajagacharya Varja, Astrotra Sadashimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayan Gosai Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Astrotra Sadashimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Tvilka Maharaj. I pay my obeisances on Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assemble here, headed by the Sannyasis. Srila Gurudev ordered me to glorify Pujya Bhakti Vikta Maharaj. When I joined in Math, from beginning, I have so much love and affection upon Pujya Bhakti Vikta Maharaj. Although, if I tell this praise for me, but the actual fact, Pujya Bhakti Vikta Maharaj used to love two persons in the mod. One is Pujya Bhakti Premananda Prabhu, another myself, in all Mathavasis. And Sripad Damodar Maharaj came to Srila Gurudev so much later. So whenever Pujya Bhakti Vikta Maharaj used to come Rajamandal Parikrama, and before also, at that time he used to cook for Srila Gurudev, so I have so much good fortune to cook for him and serve for him. Like Damodar Maharaj has seen that he don't want to take any service. But whenever he used to come Mathura, is this determination not, he could not keep with him. What I want and Brahmandu want, without our desire, he could not do anything. If he want to clean his clothes, what he massage, he will do. He come and quiet, and like a baby, he will not tell. But I could not fight with you, both of you, what you like, you can do. So, 18, 19, and he has very fond of tasty prasad. If prasad is not so tasty, then he should tell, if you could not make cook test prasad, then how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Divine Company will take this? He have to know the good taste, and you have to know what is the good taste. If you realize yourself, then you can fit your Guru Varga and Mahaprabhu and Divine Company, otherwise not. And Pujvatinita Maharaj, in external things, that is against of Gurudev Vichardhara. Once I asked Pujyavatimitra Maharaj, then it seems you are opposing Gurudev. Then Timitra Maharaj slapped on my back and told, I told Maharaj, this is not my question. Some other devotee is asking. Then he told, listen, if there is a beehive and so many bees are there, if you not hit that beehive, honey will not drop down. So, if I not ask your Maharaj this type of question in indirect way, or if I not make him little angry, then he will not tell all this Siddhanta to you all. And any one of disciple who is present here, you are not dare to ask this question to him, means Srila Gurudev directly, and he will not answer this question. So I want that he will express new Siddhanta and glory of Srimati Radhika and Krishna and Mahaprabhu. New Siddhanta for you all. For this I am acting like this, a role of like opposition person, not I am not opposite at all. Pujyavatinita Maharaj, in his last days, when he became sick and he was admitted in Calcutta one hospital, and my Guru Maharaj, he also slipped and he broken his hip, and he was also admitted in another hospital. Gurudev, three of them is so much intimacy. Three of them took sannyas same time. So Gurudev went to visit both of them, arriving in Calcutta. Same day Gurudev got severe heart attack. Then Gurudev also admitted another hospital, very close to Pujyavatinita Maharaj. When Gurudev's situation became stable, because Pujyavatinita told, I want to take my last breath in Navadvip Dham, nowhere else. He told us so many times. And he used to tell, I want to die in Navadvip Dham as an unknown and unseen. So when Gurudev's health is stable, then I went to doctor. I told Gurudev, then Gurudev ordered me, you can visit the doctor, can consult the doctor, then better to take him to Navadvip Dham. Then I went to doctor and told him that I want to consult you, but not as a physician. I want to consult with you like my elder brother. So I told the situation about Gurudev and about three of them. And I told that Pujyavatimitra's desire was to be in Navadvip and last time. So what is your opinion? Shall I take him to back to Navadvip Dham? Then he told, as a doctor, I will not ask you, give me permission to take him to Navadvip Dham. That is against of medical theory. But when you told me as before, in beginning you told me, you want to consult with me as your elder brother, so I am telling you, better take immediate, still time is there to take him to Navadvip Dham. After few days, you could not take him. When I went to him and told Pujyavatinita Maharaj, we will take you to Navadvip Dham, you became very happy. His whole body became illuminated. Then we take him to arrange to take him to Navadvip Dham. And he is so much affectionate to Gurudev, but he was so much glorified to Gurudev also. I have seen even in Navadvip Dham, And in Mathura, after Mangalarati, he will come and do pranam to Gurudev's wooden sandal. I told Maharaj, what you are doing? Don't tell to Maharaj. This, what I do, I want you to let me do. Don't disturb me. When Gurudev joined in Math, then he used to go for preaching with Param Gurudev. One, and Param Gurudev, at that time preaching technique was, there's some projector, and so many slides there, they put on slides, at that time not electricity so much in village, by hazard light, they put on that and it focus on the screen. So one village and another village have to go. So Gurudev forgot to take the projector and the screen. And now next day, after midday lunch, Gurudev running on the paddy field. He told him, Where are you going? Come here. Then Gurudev not want to stop, want to go and get that back from that another village, one village, before previous village. Then Pujavati Maharaj told, listen, I thought that you forget something about projector, so yes, but don't worry, I will manage it. Then Pujavati Maharaj told to Param Gurudev, today little cloudy and rain may come. If you saw projector, so here, if rain comes, then everything will spoil. Better you can speak some Harikatha. Today not say, okay, when you're telling, then that. Next day in the morning, I wind up being in that from there. I began to laugh so much. And when I have, I used to go to Pujavati Vikram Maharaj in Navadvip Parikrama, to do him pranam. At first, he will slap me on my back. And he then embrace. We are very happy that you are with Pujavati Narayan Maharaj. So, nothing to worry that although he has so many operations have been done, but one person like he can take care of him, so I am very happy. So without your asking, give me a whole blessing. You can do your bhajan and serve Srila Maharaj, no problem will come to you. I am taking all your responsibility. Whenever I go, his eyes become full of tears and embrace me and first and slap after that all these things. So many things to tell about him. So we want to listen some Harikatha from Srila Gurudev Lotus Feet and finishing here. Hare Krishna, Pansha, Gauru, Guru, Pansha, Gauru, Pansha, Gauru, Pansha, Gauru, Pansha.
I see that in this world
99% people are engaged in this world. Sense gratification. They don't know who is God. They only know that we are this body, material body, not material body. Actually, I am this. They never think one day I will be old and one day I will die. And what we are collecting, money, wealth, reputation, wife, husband, daughter, sons, will it help you? Death will come and it cannot take a single farthing with you. Your son, daughter, dear sons and daughters and husband, wife, anyone cannot go with you. We never think. There are so many religious preachers in this world. Christians, Muslims, Buddha, Buddha, so many. They are preaching their philosophies. But we, who are we? Who am I? Why Krishna has created us? What is the aim and object of our life? They don't preach. They preach only that how I can be happy. How can I make wealth? We are part and parcel of Supreme Lord. We are not this body. By our past activities, good and bad, we are in this life. If you, I know that if anyone in this world, they don't do any effort, never anything, that sorrow should come. Misery should come. We don't want. We try hard that this misery should not come. Especially we don't want that we should be old. Can anyone check? Any scientist, doctor, or anyone in this world? Never. They cannot change. Your wealth, what you have collected, can they remove your death or old days? Nothing they can do. So, Krishna has mercifully given this human form. And in this world, if you have did some good things in your past lives, that is called Sukriti, then only you can have association of high class of devotee association. And really you are very, very lucky. And anyhow, you have received a chance of sadhu sangha. And if you are hearing all these things, in this Joharu Balu, there are perhaps so many lakhs of persons, but I don't see anyone here. Not a single person is here. Is? No one is. Now they are affirmed from other. From here, local, no one. Why they are not coming? They don't know all these things. There are so many devotees. Why not today?
So say they are busy.
Anyhow, so we are part and parcel of Supreme Lord. Who is Supreme Lord? Himself, Krishna. Krishna's to Bhagavan. We are eternal servant of Supreme Lord. There are so many relation terms with him. So we are Krishna Jivera Swarupai Nitya Krishna Das. Krishna Tatastha Sakti Veda Bhikta Das. So we are transcendental. Parts of and parcel of Krishna and Nitya Das servant. If we are coming in so many species of life, even in human life, we have forgotten him. And that is why one thing has come, that I am this body. And from this, all kinds of illusion and so our main object of life is that what we have forgotten, that is Krishna, and our services to Krishna, again by Sadhu Sangha and by the help of our Guru, we should realize. If you are not realizing this thing, then eternal servant of Krishna, and not chanting Hare name, hearing Hari Katha, worshipping Krishna, Radha Krishna, again you will have to come in as a dog, a hawk, pigs, fishes and other things. If you are fishes, they will cut it and eat, and again they will take revenge. You will be fishes, cows and they will. So, Krishna has given a chance that in this we should serve Gurudev, hear Vaishnavas, chant and remember. In this way, Sraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, thus bhava and pain will come and will be liberated. And again we will be the eternal servant of Krishna forever. There is no death, no birth, no any misery, nothing here. So our mission is this, and you have been called here by them, and try to listen in. Now I am going to do Ardhya Puja Patrika Maharaj. And from tomorrow, what subject we will speak? Yeah, we will discuss all.